before, my name's Melanie and I'm the other half of the JobShare Children and Families Work, JobShare. And one of the things that we run every week is fledglings. And in fledglings, over the past few weeks, we've been thinking about journeys. Now, another thing we like to do in fledglings is during our singing time is do a bit of sign language. So I thought I might give you a little quiz and see how good you are at sign language. So I am going to sign a method of transport, and I want you to guess what it is. So we'll start with an easy one. Any guesses? Car. Well done. Very good. Walk. Well done. No, not train. Bus. Well done. Aeroplane. Train, that's a train. Gosh, you're very good. Who said boat? Well done, James. Boat. Let's see, what have we not done? Oh. Bike. Not a rabbit. Good guess. It's light. It's very similar. That's rabbit. So it's very similar.
Donkey.
Donkey. It is donkey. Well done, Imogen. We need a fledgling for that one. What about this one? Horse. And seasonal. Camel. Anybody come by camel tonight? No? So I wanted to have a little think about journeys this evening, because we're all on a journey. We've all made a journey to be here today. We all make journeys every day of our life, going to work, going to school, going for the shopping, going to church, to the doctors. We're all journeying all the time. But I want to think a couple minutes about the journeys that we're on and how they might relate to that first Christmas, because there were some different journeys going on. Journey I want to think about is that of Joseph. Now, Joseph, I think, was probably a bit reluctant to go on his journey, and I wonder if any of you feel like that tonight. Maybe you've not come willingly. Maybe, like Joseph, you've been ordered to come to carols by candlelight, or you've been nagged, or you've been moaned at. You're like, yeah, fine, I'll go. I don't think Joseph probably wanted to take his heavily pregnant wife on a long journey at that precise time, but he didn't have a lot of choice. And maybe that's you. Or maybe you are like the shepherds, and we heard in our reading that the shepherds were a bit more enthusiastic. So the shepherds were like, come on, let's go! And it says they were running. Who's running to church tonight? Maybe none of us are quite like the shepherds. But you, well done, Hannah. Hannah ran into church tonight. But maybe some of you are here a bit more enthusiastically. Maybe you wanted to come to carols by candlelight. Maybe every week you are excited to go to church and meet with your Christian family. Maybe you're a bit more like the shepherds. And you are keen and you're excited and you love Christmas and you just can't wait. Or maybe the wise men. Now, we didn't hear about the wise men tonight, but the wise men weren't reluctant, but we don't read about them in the Bible that they were excited and really ready to go for it. They're a bit more thoughtful. And maybe you're like them. They were seeking after the evidence. They had the star, they followed the star, they looked at the evidence, they wanted to know about this new king of the Jews. And they were seeking after Jesus, even though they didn't really know him. And maybe you're like the wise men. Maybe you're not here reluctantly, you're not here enthusiastically, but maybe you're here seeking after Jesus. The thing that all of our different people on their journeys had in common was at the end, they did all find Jesus. Joseph, up close and personal. The shepherds, excitedly. And the wise men, when they got there, they found what they'd been seeking, what they'd been looking for all the time. And if I could pray one thing for us all this Christmas, it would be that we all find Jesus. Whether you've come reluctantly or excitedly or you're seeking, I pray that we would all find Jesus this Christmas. Maybe find him for the first time, maybe find him again, maybe find him in a new way, or maybe just come a little bit closer to him. I just want to read a bit from Matthew 2 that talks about the wise men. So Matthew 2:11 says, "On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh." And I hope this Christmas that maybe we could do that. We could find Jesus, we could bow down and worship him, and we could give him our treasures, the treasures of our hearts and of our lives.